Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thank you to everybody who helped us help the kids at St. Jude. You matter. They matter. Together, we're making it matter. St. Jude is doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like yours, families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope if you haven't. And get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It'll look good on you. Join the doctors, researchers, and join me in the fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
Yeah. This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Welcome to the show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Okay, so I don't know. 4 or 5 months ago, Lunchbox watched Amy's sister's TV show. Building Roots on HGTV. Oh, yeah. That's right, right?
That's right. Correct.
Yeah. So we watched it. We were excited because, hold on, don't give your review yet. We watched it because we were excited that Amy's sister, who I've known forever, got a TV show.
Crazy.
Just doing their job they already do. She wasn't like trying to get a TV show. The show is based on their business.
In Colorado. So the HGTV was already looking for a Colorado-based design build firm. And they've...
What does that mean, design build?
Like they do... They create the concept for you, design it, and then hire all the construction to... They do landscaping, they do interior, they do from the ground up, they do pools, they do everything. And so he started the company back in like 2003 or 2004 in Austin. And so when they transitioned to Colorado, they found them on Instagram. They're like, we like your stuff. Would you do a TV show? And the whole process took like 4 years to come to fruition. It was not overnight.
Happens.
Yeah.
Goes on. Lunchbox reviews it. Says, I don't really like the show that much. And we're like, your opinion? Okay. Life goes on. Show finishes. Lunchbox is like, I got an idea. Because we had a hole in his roof. Have him come rebuild my house.
Correct, because I had a tree branch fall. I had three holes in my ceiling, and I was like, look, this show needs some ratings boost. If they want to come
You don't know what the ratings were.
But I know it'll be better with me on it, because their personalities are not very good. And so,
why do you keep doing that? Okay, go ahead.
I'm just telling you this is how it came about. And so I was like, guys, what you need to do is come fix my house, put a celebrity on TV, and boom, you'll get a second season.
Well, then we told them when people do those shows, they have to pay for their own stuff.
And I said, I'll take out a loan.
Okay, so then we're here. And then it turns into what? It turns into you hooked him up with a producer.
Well, so the producer heard the segment because my sister, like, I guess, sent it and was like, hey, here's this. And they were dying laughing. She emailed me. She said, is Lunchbox serious? I'd like to talk to him. So I sent Lunchbox her contact info, and then they talked.
Oh, boy.
So
who?
Casting director.
He talked to a producer. Producer and a casting person. Director.
Like, they're all in. They love me.
Okay.
They absolutely want me on their show.
Okay.
And so we're in negotiations.
I didn't even really know he talked to the casting director.
Oh, yeah. Like, she's like, oh, my gosh, can you email me, blah, 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 details, some pictures. I mean, she is. I mean, she loves me. I love your story. You're so good. You would be. You'd be the A segment on it.
She said
all that.
She said A segment.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like a segment or
no.
A.
Oh, only one segment.
No.
Oh no.
No.
A segment.
No. I know, but still, then. But
you think she meant
but
you're not, or A?
I think even if she meant A, do they feature two people?
Yeah. Yeah. So they have a main.
Only your own episode.
They have a main thing, and then they have a side project.
But I'd be the main. Mm-hmm. That's what they told me. I'd be the main.
And you're going to take out a loan to do this?
Absolutely.
But just to be on TV?
Be on TV, guys. I told you guys I need to be on TV.
So you didn't know that they had contacted him back?
I knew that he had talked to the producer.
They've emailed me like three times.
I knew that a casting director is obviously involved in the process, but I didn't know he had already had that conversation.
So here we are. This is breaking news! Breaking news! There you go, breaking news! Hey, so what do you think's going to happen?
Oh, I think they're coming. I think they're coming to my house. We're going to do something. I mean, I'm going to have to find a loan officer somewhere, and I guess at a bank.
I thought you said loan shark.
Oh, yeah. That'd be fun.
Can I throw a wrinkle in here?
Yeah,
kind
please,
of?
Please.
Okay, so I already know that they had castings for other people in Nashville, like that, because that's how shows work. And they've had all kinds of submissions for, like, the main thing. And so, also, I am being considered. And so, I wonder if they're trying to choose between me and Lunchbox for the B segment.
No. They told me I'd be A.
So, what if they say you're B?
I don't want to do it. I need to be the main.
So, you're going to walk. You're saying it right now.
Yeah.
Because we're going to send this to the producer.
If I'm B, I'm
if
out.
If you're B.
You would be. What if I'm A and you're B and we're together?
Hey, Amy, let me tell you. They're
but
not considering you for
really
A.
My project's really not A.
You're telling Amy they're not considering
you. Yeah, they already told
I
me.
I don't think
Amy
I have a big enough project.
They already told me Amy could only be a B, so we need an A.
Well, maybe I got a little work I can have done. Oh, I got to pay for it, huh? Never mind. I'm all good.
Yeah, so Amy, I mean, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but you're B. You're not.
Yes,
you're not.
I have to pay for it, even though I'm a sister.
Yeah.
You're not your mama level.
Yeah, it's like, this is work I would consider having done anyways.
Not
it's
me.
Just that would.
Not me.
You don't even care about the work.
I don't even care about the work.
You want to pay to get on TV.
I want to pay to get on TV.
Okay. Okay, you can just buy public access time.
No, it's not
much
as good.
Cheaper. Okay.
I mean, how great would this be?
Well, I'm intrigued.
Well, so guess what? I have a call with the casting director today.
You gonna say A or I'm out?
I don't know.
I already told you, you're not A. I'm telling you.
But what if it's a different episode?
We've already gone over it.
What if it's a different episode? Yes, Amy. Amy's waving her hands at me for some reason. I don't know why.
I just think they're doing, so it's a Colorado-based show, obviously, and they're kind of maybe gonna do an episode in Nashville and maybe an episode in Austin because that is, like, those are two cities they thought would be interesting. So I don't know. Now I'm nervous that there is a different A and Lunchbox and I are fighting for B.
No. Amy, I am telling you that you are B and I am A. Like, I have already had these conversations.
Okay.
Like, I know you don't
I mean,
want...
you are ahead of me in this whole process.
I know, because I'm A.
Okay. I don't know what to say here.
Yeah, I don't either.
Hey, watch me on HGTV. Hey, that's what I got to say.
Hey.
Let's go.
Okay. Well,
how cool is this?
We know Lunchbox just jumps the gun and doesn't really.
Oh, yeah. He's looking for houses in LA before.
Exactly. So I can't really trust him right now.
And, like, how much does he think? Like, because he has a lot of work that needs to be done.
Yeah, what is that going to cost you?
I don't know.
He'll talk to the loan shark.
You don't care?
No. Get a loan, man. That's what they're for.
Get a loan, man.
That's what they're for.
I mean, that's what loans are for, aren't they?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, God.
Well, there's that. I did not know it was going to get into that, but this is exciting news.
Yes, it's pretty cool, huh?
It's exciting news. A for Lunchbox.
Yep.
And maybe B for me.
Or B. You have to be on the show. It's your sister. What if Amy gets on and Lunchbox doesn't?
I'm going to feel bad. That
drama.
Hey, ratings dip.
Okay. Well, maybe Lunchbox, you could stop by.
Hey,
I brought you cookies.
He's the Urkel of that episode. The neighbor. It's time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I'm very fortunate that I have a mother-in-law that I get along with. Sometimes I think my husband's family is just too close. They're pretty much together every Sunday for dinner, especially in the summer. And while I love our time together, it can get exhausting. I'm a working mom, so I just want to spend my Sunday nights doing nothing. But instead, we load up in the car. We drive half hour to his parents' house for dinner, and I'm usually put to work the minute I get there. I'm always helping with something. Now, I don't want to stop doing these dinners, but I would love if it maybe wasn't every Sunday. How do I break this to my husband and his family? Am I being unreasonable to not want to continue these family dinners every week? How would you handle it? This is a cue from Katie. That's how she signed it. Eddie, I'll go to you on this one first.
This is a tough one, man.
I think you've been married the longest of anyone here on the show.
Yes, and I relate to it in a weird way. And it took me some distance because my family is the close one, for sure. I mean, when we lived down in Texas, my family was over. They would do surprise visits, even like just show up.
From out of town and just stay at the house. That's not a knock and stay for an hour surprise visit.
No, no, no. And my wife was like, look, she was very vocal about it and would tell me that she wasn't comfortable with that and she would like a little bit of space. And I really didn't get it until we moved away and my family wasn't in the same state. And then I realized, dang, we were pretty close. So maybe in this scenario, they just need to talk about it. She needs to talk to her husband and say, hey, I'm just not comfortable with this. Can we just move it to once every other week or once every 2 weeks or something? Really, it's a hard egg to crack, but once everything's out in the open, I think it'll work out.
So you're saying go for it, experience the uncomfortableness, and it will be uncomfortable for a while, but what you're getting from it long term is better than the short term uncomfortableness.
Bingo.
That's how I feel about working out. I hate it. It's uncomfortable short term. I hate it, but I get more from it long term, right?
Yeah, you're always glad you did it.
That's a tough one, though. My in-laws live in another state, right? And right now, we've been married a year. They're awesome. And maybe it's because they live far away. Maybe it's because we only see them when it's... But I spend enough time with them, and I text with them. And like, I text with Caitlin's dad all the time about sports. He's a big OU football guy, big Arkansas. I don't know. I feel like they're pretty awesome. So I don't feel like I can speak on this other than that I would agree with Eddie's sentiment that sometimes short-term uncomfortableness is good for long-term growth.
And that's with so many things.
Right.
Yeah.
And I get it because, you know, that's culture. That's just the way his family works.
He's going to be offended. By the way, he's going to be upset when you bring this up.
Correct.
And he's going to react in a way that's not going to be positive. He's going to be like, what? You know this is... Yes. But sometimes, and I say this because Caitlin has to do this to me because I do that. I react in ways. If I get my reaction all out and then I calm down and then I go to sleep and then I wake up and I'm like, yeah, I'm kind of an idiot. You know, mm-hmm. I think I can't fully go with what you're saying, but I can definitely lean into that a little more. You're right about that. I think that could probably happen here.
Yeah.
But yeah, I get it. And you can let them know you're tired. You have the kids. You have the job. I mean, you have everything. So maybe it's 3 weekends a month.
Yeah.
There are all these negotiations.
Yeah.
Everything's a negotiation.
Start small and see where it goes.
Mm-hmm. And or just go every Sunday, but you do no help.
No, that's not going to fly.
You do nothing. You just want to eat. All right. Thank you for the email. Good luck with this. We appreciate you sharing that with us. And that's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Parenting with Eddie, who has 4 kids. He has 4 boys. 4 boys. And they're between the ages of 13 and 0.
3. Yeah. The youngest.
Yeah, yeah. 0. He's mm-hmm. All mm-hmm. in between. And so you're going to make them all do their own laundry now?
Oh, I'm over it.
But I thought that was your thing now.
I know. I'm over. I am now delegating it to them because I have one son who changes 4 or 5 times a day.
That's a lot.
Ridiculous. So he just gets home and he's like, I don't like this shirt. He takes a shower.
He's like Reba.
Yeah.
He just shows up and goes full Reba.
He thinks it's a show. It's not. And I'm over it. And my teenager, him too. He lets his laundry get out of control and he doesn't. No one helps me. It's me folding clothes all day. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm buying them all separate laundry bins. So the 14-year-old has his own. The 7 and 8, they have their own. And the baby has their own. And I'm going to do the laundry. Hey, I'm not giving up completely. I will put it in the washer. I will dry them in the drying machine. And then I will...
Drying machine? Whatever. Jet clamp it?
The dryer. What? Okay? And then I will pull it out in a big, big, big pile and throw it in their room. And they're in charge of folding them and hanging them up.
You know what the room's going to be full of, right?
Laundry.
Laundry that's not been folded and has not been hung up.
No, it's not acceptable to not have your laundry put up.
But also with your 14-year-old, like, he can start doing the whole thing.
I agree, but I mean baby steps. To me,
what
it's
are you
like,
do the baby? You can throw his...
Yeah, yeah, and how does a three-year-old?
Hey, like, kid.
He's got to learn early.
Does he?
Yes.
Maybe you give him like 3 things and he has to fold
like
it.
Like 3 shirts?
Yes, like okay. 3 things. You
yeah,
teach him how to do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But he's like doing the whole, you know, potty training thing. So he's got a lot of dirty laundry too.
But that's, again, not his fault.
Yeah.
You're blaming the 3-year-old. Yeah, the baby.
Yeah, good call.
Yes. So what does your wife say about this?
She thinks that they're going to not care and they're going to look like just wrinkled.
Oh, they are.
But that's not my problem.
Yes, it is.
I think I'm teaching them, Bones, that if they want to look wrinkled, then you're not going to have a lot of opportunities. It's almost like when you talk to Lunchbox and say, hey, man, you don't dress right. Like, you're not going to have opportunities. This is a lesson for them saying, hey, if you're not looking right, no one's going to take you serious.
Yeah, they're kids. They don't care.
Dang it.
You. Good luck with the science experiment, but you're going to throw it in the room. It's never going to leave the floor. And they're going to grab stuff and put it on from the floor and throw it right back in the floor. And then it's going to get mixed up, the dirty, the clean. They have to wash it all
unless
again.
Unless there's consequences for not putting your
that's
clothes away.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
But what are you
no
saying?
Dinner.
No, okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Say we've already gone.
No,
to
I
next,
like this.
Now,
we
no.
got to be tough.
Okay, and that we were, and before Eddie gets in trouble by the law, we're going to go play this song. Yeah. Eddie, good luck with that.
Yeah, thanks.
All right.
Bobby Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30-second skinny.
Preston of Low Cash opened up for the first time about his Bell's palsy diagnosis to People magazine. He was first diagnosed in December 2009 and then had a rare reoccurrence in December 2021. You can read his full story on their social media at Low Cash. Thomas Rhett recalled how quickly his song Half of Me was written.
We were debating, do we want to go get lunch? I remember Josh walking off the bus. So I was like, man, I might get a quick workout in. Do you want to work out with me? And Josh was like, man, half of me wants to drink a cold beer, and so does the other half. I remember it was like, we have to go write that right now. So we went on the bus, and we literally sat there for 35 minutes, and this song just fell out.
Jimmy Allen is joining Blake Shelton's team on NBC's The Voice. He will be a battleground advisor for all of Blake's team during the upcoming season of the show. I'm Morgan. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
11-year-old Ava Burke from Maine, she celebrates her birthday, but she doesn't do it like most 11-year-olds do. She asks not for presents, but for her friends and family to donate backpacks. So she gets all these backpacks, and she delivers them to community students that are going back to school. Last year, she got 130 backpacks. This year, she has collected over 200.
Wow.
I mean, that's kids awesome. Don't do this, guys.
What would you do if your kid came to you and said, Dad, I want to do it. Instead of my birthday, I don't want to go to whatever place. I don't want to gift. I want to donate.
Bones, I would cry. I would cry and give them the biggest hug because my kids would never, ever think of this. Like, they would never. They have a list of 20 toys before they would think about donating them.
Do you put any of that blame on yourself for not prioritizing others? And that's how your kids often learn and accept truth from their parents.
I don't know what you're trying to say here, but no. No. Dude, I'm telling you, when they're in the car, I try to help. I try to pull over and help people that are stranded on the side of the road. I try to be an example to in front of them to show them, hey, you need to do things for other people. But this is not sticking to them. So when I read stories like this, I'm like, gosh, I wish my kids were like Ava.
That's awesome. Ava, great job. Eddie wishes you were his kid.
I do.
That's awesome. That is a great story, and that is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Elder versus Millennial. Eddie, how old are you?
43 years old.
I'm an old man. Ray played that music loud in my ear. I was like,
oh, that down.
Morgan, how old are you?
I'm 28 years old.
You guys have your buzzers?
Oh, yeah.
Eddie, ring your buzzer. Okay, that's Eddie's
you,
buzzer.
That's you, same poo-poo-pee-pee.
Morgan? What is that?
It's Kim Possible.
Never heard that in my life.
It's like the best Millennial show ever.
And Eddie, that's why you are elder.
That would make sense.
All right, buzz in if you know the answer. Your goal is to steal the other person's questions. The first question is an elder question. What television personality has been the hostess of Wheel of Fortune since... Eddie?
That's Vanna White.
Correct. Vanna White. Ever heard of her, Morgan?
Yes, but I was thinking of the guy's name.
He said hostess.
I know, but I was thinking of the guy.
What's his name?
I don't know.
Pat Sajak? Yeah. Millennial question. What television personality has been the host of Ridiculousness for 20... Morgan.
Rob Dyrdek.
Correct.
Wow.
Excuse me?
Wow. Yeah.
Who is that?
Elder question. It has a clip. Here's the song. Eddie's ringing in without knowing the question. Go ahead.
That's Michael Bolton.
When a Man Loves a Woman was the number one song for what artist in 1991?
Yeah!
It was Michael Bolton.
Hey. Woo!
All right. Millennial question. It is a song. Here we go. The Way, featuring Mac Miller, was a song... Morgan.
Ariana Grande?
Correct.
Wow.
From what artist debut album in 2013?
Wow.
Yeah.
Got it.
2-2. Nobody's stolen anything yet. Elder question. What was Jodie Sweetin's character name on... Eddie?
That's Stephanie.
That's correct. Eddie, roll these categories. Morgan, you're up. You got to get this one to stay in.
I know.
What was Aubrey Drake Graham's character's name on Degrassi? Aubrey Graham Drake. What was his character's name on Degrassi?
I'll let her miss this one.
Do you know it?
No.
Because I don't know it.
No chance.
Oh, man.
Morgan?
Michael.
That's incorrect. Eddie?
I'll guess Drake. Drake.
No, Drake. Drake.
Drake.
No, Drake. No, Drake. No, Drake played the... Drake.
No,
Drake. The answer is Jimmy Brooks.
Oh.
Eddie is the elder. Eddie is the winner.
Yeah!
Which, by the way, Eddie, you're the champion. That's five.
That's five?
That's five.
Well, let's go! Woo!
We've been giving Morgan shows from back in our day to review. Morgan, you're how old?
I am 28.
And so you'd never seen Beavis and Butthead?
Never seen Beavis and Butthead, nope.
It got the lowest score of all that we've given her.
It's terrible.
A 0.5 out of 5. The Goonies did terrible on her list. It got 2 out of 5 truffle shuffles, which I thought was a bit low. Seinfeld, also pretty bad. 2.5 out of 5 jackets.
Boo.
Austin Powers, 1 out of 5 groovy babies.
That's crazy.
Wow. Now, some of the ones that she liked. Back to the Future, 4 out of 5 DeLoreans. The Karate Kid, 4.5 out of 5 Cobra Kais. Shawshank, 5 out of 5. So, she's not being a hater to all the stuff from our day. But I had her watch Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. It's Keanu Reeves, if you ask me. His finest work.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's his finest work. So, Morgan, this moved from 1989. It gets an 81% positive on Rotten Tomatoes. But what does Morgan the Millennial give it?
Well, it started out so cheesy. And I was like,
it's from 89!
Listen.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Like, this felt like it was going to be Beavis and Butthead in real life. That's
what
the first 30 minutes.
Like, they're like bros. Like, dude.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very stupid. They're playing air guitar. They don't really care about life.
Yeah.
Right? So the first 30 minutes, I'm like, this is going to be the stupidest movie ever. But it started to pick up when they started picking up the history characters and there was this whole adventure. And I actually really enjoyed it when it came to all the history characters like living out in real life. That was my favorite part.
Socrates.
Beethoven.
Yeah, I thought that was a really cool concept. I would love to see history characters actually in real life now. So I ended up really liking it, and I give it 3.5 out of 5 phone booths.
All right, we'll take
that. That's pretty good.
We'll take that. So that was my favorite movie from much of my life. Loved it. Still one of my top 5 ever because I enjoyed it and learned so much about it, and it even inspired me to learn about Joan of Arc, a little bit of Beethoven, although I never got that classical music, but Socrates, all of that. So I think even for when I was young, that was not only a fun movie, but it kind of secretly made you learn stuff. So I think that's why I loved it so much. And I loved 69. But that's the root of 69 for me. I know what everybody says, but that was always funny to me as a kid, not even know it. So yes, Bright, you thought it was cool?
Yeah, that's how I felt. I was like, I would like to watch this movie and enjoy history this way. I would probably have learned more in history class if it was like that movie.
All right, we're going to assign you 3.5 out of 5 for Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. And so now we assign her something else and we give her a few weeks to watch it.
Here we go.
No rush. But Morgan, have you ever seen the movie Stand By Me?
Oh
so good. Oh,
my no, guys.
I mean, not good.
Don't answer that either. Have you ever seen Stand By Me?
I don't think so. Who's in it?
You've never seen it.
Jerry.
Yeah.
What's
O'Connell.
His name? Jerry O'Connell as a kid.
Corey Feldman.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not ringing a bell. Leeches. So I don't think so.
Nothing. River Phoenix. Nothing.
Nope.
Stand By Me, 1986. You were born what year?
1993.
Okay. So it came out way before you were born. it's only an hour and 29 minutes.
I like a short movie.
Train!
Oh, yeah.
Is it a comedy or sci-fi? What's the vibe of that
movie?
It's
not sci-fi.
I'd say it's about life.
Yeah. The genre?
Life.
So like Shawshank Redemption, maybe?
Not really.
We're just going to say
you guys are not giving me a genre here.
Yeah, we're not. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to have you watch Stand By Me. We're not going to say anything about it. We're not going to tell you if we think it's good or not. Are we, guys?
Nope, no. We're not going to say anything.
Nothing.
Done.
You guys reacted. Oh, so good.
Sorry, dude.
You just say it and it hits me.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
It hits me.
Yeah. All right. The genre is life. And
I don't think that's a movie genre, but we're going with it.
Hey, it will be. It will be to you real soon, Morgan.
You will realize.
And then we'll check in with you in a few weeks or so.
All right.
You accept the challenge?
I do accept it.
All right, there she is. Morgan, she will watch Stand By Me next after she loved Bill and Ted. The 82-game preseason. I do finger quotes on that. It's in the books. It's over. It's finally time for the real season, which is the NBA playoffs. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the code BONES. New customers can bet. Listen to this. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Put in the code BONES, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Again, $5 and you get $200 in bonus bets instantly. I've never heard it that good. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia at www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help's available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777. Or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. I'm working on it hard. Like, I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners because, again, you're always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone, especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. A school in Georgia was on lockdown. They thought there was a gun, but actually it was one of those massage guns.
Oh, like a Theragun?
Yeah, that your daughter was taking to school.
Yeah, she was charging people $1 a minute.
The student in question admitted he had the massager and pointed it at another student, but police confirmed it was nothing, like no physical harm. Man. But they're glad that somebody said something.
Yeah,
because you always want to say something, even if you're wrong. Better than not saying something.
Right.
So Fox 5 Atlanta had the story. I just thought of your daughter. Mm-hmm. Is she going to try that in high school now?
I don't think so. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
So much money. I'd pay for that. Like if somebody showed up today and was like, hey, I'm going to check out the gun. Oh, I sure would, Eddie. Thank you. Oh, $1 a minute. I'd be like, dang, you got me.
Here you go. Here's a dollar.
Venmo, Eddie. Yeah. That's Steve Roy. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Some kids started school last week. Some are starting this week. Some the following. So a teacher is speaking out about what parents should not do with teachers.
She's send their drugs in their backpack with their kid.
Oh, yeah,
that happens
bad.
A lot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That didn't make the top five, but no. I'm sure it's on there.
Okay,
so don't call for a meeting with them without explaining why it's needed. But some parents, they just, you know, want to talk to the teacher. But
and maybe you say that,
give
though.
Give them specific.
This is a general meeting. I like to catch up on the overall body of work that my child is doing.
Yeah, that sounds normal.
But at least you can say that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they'll decide if they want to meet with you or not. Don't try to be friends with a teacher. Like a quick hi will do. You don't have to stop them and talk about a lot. Don't believe that your kids' complaints are, you know, factual without hearing the teacher's side of things. Don't reach out to the teacher unless there is something they absolutely need to know. And then when you give them gifts, skip the cliche coffee mugs and apples, etc. Try to be different.
What do you think, Eddie? She gave all these things. You got four of them.
Man, you know what I do when we meet the teachers? I follow on Instagram. So now I want to be friends with them. And look, if I need a meeting, there's no meeting. Just DM. Hey, my son said this. Whatever. They DM back. That's how it works.
Whoa, do you ever see anything? Like, you don't feel like you should see a teacher doing?
That's another reason why I follow them. I want to see how risque they are outside of the classroom.
Wait, what?
That just turned creepy.
That sounds weird.
Well,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, that just turned creepy.
Guys, it's for my kids.
I mean.
Yeah, it's for your kids.
Your wife walks in. No, it's for the kids.
Okay.
Amy, what else you got?
Have you ever had to quit a job before?
Yes.
But, I don't know.
No. Yes, I've had to quit to move to other jobs.
Yeah. Well, but you've always kind of been in radio.
Quit a roofing job. I had to quit my job at the marina. I had to quit working at a restaurant, but always to do something else.
Okay.
And go, hey, I got to go. I got to move.
Well, 4 in 5 of us have quit a job before, and I have the top reasons why you might want to leave.
Boss sucks. Radio job's better. You want your career.
Oh.
You want to leave and chase
I quit
chase
a job to come
poverty.
Work
yeah.
for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
And that was not easy for me to do. Coworkers are no good. Schedule is awful.
So far, we're all quitting.
I got a better job offer, doesn't pay enough, and bad boss or bad management.
Well, 3 out of 5 for you guys.
And then I also decided to look up, like, if you're trying to quit and how you can do it gracefully, you should definitely do it in person. Make sure you give 2 weeks' notice. Write a letter of resignation. You know, set the employer up for success. And then write a goodbye email to coworkers.
Yeah, most times that didn't happen. Most times you don't like it because you're leaving and you don't like them. And it is good, though, to be cool because they will get a call going, hey, are they good? You know, that always comes back. Yeah. Yes. What else?
Darius Rucker is having to speak out against scammers that are posing as him on social media. He said that his team of people has to shut down over 200 scams a month. And so he's like, hey, guys, you, if you think you're talking to me, my family, my crew, or my band, you're not. We are not talking to you. He said, it's got to have a blue check mark. It's not him. And they are shutting them down as fast as they can, but they keep popping up.
All right.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
When 17-year-old Fallon O'Regan noticed his apartment building where he lives in Pennsylvania was on fire, he was like, all right, I got to help people. He and his downstairs neighbor, Robert, moved a nearby trampoline over to the apartment so residents trapped on the third floor could jump onto the trampoline.
So smart.
Fallon says some of his neighbors first tossed their dogs, partially to save the dogs.
That was the test, the dogs?
Well, they were like, we want to, you know, what was the true intention, a test or to save the dogs? But the dogs were okay. They landed. One person did hurt their leg during jumping. You almost got to jump and then break your fall. Otherwise, you're going to go boing and then back up into the window again. You never want that. You jump down, you're like, I'm free, boing, right back in. But it mostly helped other than the one person that hurt their leg. Several residents had to be taken to the hospital for smoke inhalation. All 18 people were displaced by the fire, but nobody died, and the outcome could have been so different had they not pulled the trigger. It just sounds like a cartoon, right?
It really does.
Yeah, it sounds like a Three Stooges cartoon, something.
I'm picturing them all jumping and then doing flips and little, you know, backflips and doing tricks while they're jumping.
getting their TikTok views up. Like, film this. But Fallon O'Regan and the neighbor Robert, good thinking. Got that trampoline out there and everybody's rocking it. All right, that's good news and that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
We have 90 seconds to figure out the end of the joke. It's the investigative morning corny. Amy reads it and we go. If we can get it, we go to the next one.
Come on.
The most we ever got is three.
Is that it? We were really close
but
to
that's
four.
One per 30 seconds. That's pretty good.
Pretty good.
All right, let's go.
The morning corny.
If the internet had a boat, where would they park it?
The internet has a boat.
Dock. So port. Port. Yeah, USB port.
USB port.
USB port.
Come on.
USB port.
If no.
Oh.
Ah, dang.
If the internet had
internet.
A boat.
Uh-huh.
So it's got to be a port.
WWW. No, why would it be a port? That's a computer,
a bay.
I think. And that's a, okay.
Web.
Okay, let's just so guys, start over. Internet.
World Wide
if
Web.
If the internet had a boat, where would they park it?
Server.
Server. Where do you park a boat?
And what's a dock.
The play on? A dock. A
marina.
Dock? A dock. A Google dock.
Google dock.
Google dock.
Oh, is that it?
Google
dock. Oh, let's go. Number two.
What do you get if you boil a funny bone?
Elbow.
Humorous.
Elbow.
Humorous. Funny bone. Laughing stock.
Do it.
That's it.
Do it. Let's go.
Oh,
bones!
My goodness.
That is.
Let's go.
Oh, my goodness.
Come
that came
on.
Out of no. That flew out of my butt. All right, next one
go.
Up.
What happens when you cross an angry sheep and an angry cow?
Bad mood.
Bad mood.
Bad
oh,
mood.
My goodness. Yes. Yeah. Go. Oh, my goodness.
Go.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Do you believe in miracles?
Guess who I bumped into on the way to the eye doctor?
Optometrist.
Iris.
Iris, go.
I don't know if that's it. No.
No. Okay.
Bumped into.
Pupil.
What is it?
Guess who I bumped into on the way to the eye doctor?
Irene. Iris.
I don't know. I couldn't see.
I can't tell because I'm blind.
Irene? That's a good one.
Why is Irene good?
Because it's an I.
Guess who I bumped in on the way. Hold on. Guess who I bumped. If you're going to the eye doctor, you can't see or it's a part of your eye. So it's either something to do with you not being able to see or it's going to be a part of the eye.
It's a corny, so it's got to be part of the eye. Who did you bump into?
What if you bumped into the door?
That's not a who.
Oh. Okay. Okay, we didn't get
everyone.
This one.
Okay.
Yeah,
yes,
right. Like
that's
something,
it.
Something like that. Everybody.
Everyone.
Oh, my we got gosh. Three, though. Listen.
God. Yeah, don't be down.
That's,
y'all
our,
have,
that's our PR. We hit it again. Out. Personal record.
But
three.
Guys, we were so close to four.
I know. That one, that bad mood or whatever. Bad mood. Stock.
Laughing stock. You came out with that
man.
Fast.
Wow.
Yeah. Come on, boys.
Okay, we're feeling
got,
good. We're feeling good. All right, do the thing, Eddie.
Clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose.
Awesome job, team. Be honest with you guys, I don't remember why I told Lunchbox to do this.
I don't remember either.
I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because we did a segment about if you could go back and listen to one musical artist live, like go to their concert, who would it be?
Oh, you knew nothing about Woodstock.
I knew nothing about Woodstock, but I said everybody talks about it, so I'd go to Woodstock. I didn't pick an artist, I just picked Woodstock.
And then we said, what about it? And you said, I don't know.
I had
got it.
No idea.
Now it makes sense. So Lunchbox, I said, hey, you should do a report for On Air and teach us about Woodstock. So we're going to give him up to 3 minutes. If you'll go up to the head of the class,
all
Lunchbox.
Right. All right, hey.
He's now walking up to the big mic on the stage. Do you need any sort of, like, clips or vision? What do you need?
I gave Ray some audio clips that I'm going to need, and I got a picture of it so I know what the people's names are. So I'm pulling out my phone.
You have a picture of their names?
Yeah.
Or you wrote them down?
Yeah, I wrote them down. Like, I wrote them down and took a picture of it.
Interesting. Hey, whatever, first
part. I agree. I just didn't understand. He had a picture.
Like, how else would you do it?
No, you could, yeah, write them down. Or you could type them on your phone.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Okay. Ray.
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to lead him in with for Woodstock? Does he have a lead-in or any sort of, like, 70s,
Yeah, just
60s?
When he tees one up, I'll hit it up.
Okay. And class, please welcome Lunchbox to the front of the class. Guys, Lunchbox, begin your report.
This is Woodstock, 1969. Oh, my goodness! My mind is blown! So, first of all, these four dudes get together, and they're going to open a recording studio in Woodstock, New York. And then they're like, screw the studio! Let's have a concert! So they book this farm, and they send out advertisements in the newspaper and magazines, and they're thinking 25,000 people will show up a month before it's supposed to start. The town says, you know what? You're not welcome here. You can't have your concert. So they're like, we're not canceling. We're going on. And they find this dairy farmer. And they're like, hey, can we use your farm for 25,000 people? He's like, sure, come on. Well, next thing you know, the dang concert is about to start. And they don't have the stage built. They don't have anything built. And people are starting to show up a week early for this concert. And they don't even have a perimeter set up. People just start camping in the field. It is unbelievable. And they have to make a decision. Do we finish the stage or do we put up the fence so we can take tickets? And they decided, build the stage. The concert's going to be free.
Yeah!
Oh, my goodness. And what's crazy is this is before internet. So they think 25,000 people are going to show up. The first day, there's over 200,000 people in this guy's farm. Cars are parked along the highway 20 miles back. And it's supposed to start. There's no musicians. Why? Because there's traffic. There's traffic. They can't get there. There's no one there to play music. And there's 200,000 people in this guy's dairy farm. And so the first guy to show up, his name is Richie Havens. And they're like, hey, man, you got to go on. He's like, I'm not supposed to go on for a while. He got up there first and had to play for 2.5 hours because there was no other musicians. The first day, they're like, wow, that was crazy. 200,000 people. And it goes pretty much all night. They wake up Saturday morning. There are over 400,000 people this guy's dairy farm. 400,000 people. This is pre-internet, guys. People came from all, like, this is unbelievable. The drugs were flowing. I mean, all over the place. I mean, lots of drugs. They had no way to get there. So everybody's flying in, all the artists. They run out of food. They run out of everything. They didn't even hire police to be security for this. They hired a commune, like hippies. They just hired them to be their security for 400,000 people. And the crazy part is, this didn't even take part in Woodstock. It was in a different town, guys. It was amazing. They ran out of food, so people in the town started emptying their pantries and sending food down. And then they had to declare a natural disaster and helicopter food in, like pounds and pounds and pounds of food.
Yes, Amy.
Oh, hi. Why was there a natural disaster?
Because the people were hungry.
There's a lot of people there.
I thought maybe.
Yeah, like the governor had to declare a natural disaster because there was no food for 400,000 people, and it was just bananas. And here's the crazy part. There's no police. These kids are all there just getting high. And there was no violence. There was no fighting. It was just a weekend of pure bliss. They came, and the dairy farmer gets up on the stage, and he is like, listen, guys, I didn't believe you when you said you just wanted music and peace and a great weekend. And that's exactly what you did. It was the most beautiful thing I've been a part of. And I was like, that is amazing. Like, it was so crazy.
Okay, so what we're going to do is I want to hear the end of this.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to take a break, and we're going to come back, okay? I want to play one of the artists that played Woodstock. You want to play one?
Yeah, I'd like to play.
Well, hold on. We're going to play Luke Bryan. Here's one margarita.
He was not there. He didn't play Woodstock.
No.
Oh, he didn't?
No, not Luke.
Oh.
Luke didn't.
Okay, we're going to play Luke anyway. We're going to come back. Lunchbox is going to finish his Woodstock report. Okay, next. Lunchbox is giving us a full report on Woodstock 69 because he didn't know what it was. And I was like, hey, you should do a little report. And he is dialed in. Give us one fun fact before we have to come back. Give us something else. So the farmers go up on stage and there's no violence. There's no crime, really.
I mean, I don't know what stat you want, but the fact that 400,000 people, and then they just get, and the people that organized it, they put all this money into it, and they just looked at each other and said, you know what? We're going to take a bath. And they got on stage and said, it goes, we're going to take a bath. We're going to lose a lot of money, but it's a free concert. That is the most unbelievable thing is they people traveled, and it's in the middle of like the Vietnam War protests. So you're thinking everybody, the country is at a like, oh, just crazy level of
and it was
tense.
Yeah, tense. Yeah, yeah. And so you think there's gonna be so many fights and people. I don't understand how they brought that many people to this small town, 400,000 people before the internet. Do you guys, that is like the most mind-blowing thing I've ever heard in my life. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they all just camped on this farm, just brought their sleeping bags, and people be walking down the road, they were all piled on top of cars driving as slow. I mean, unbelievable. I don't know what stat you want.
Okay, we're going to come back. He's going to finish his report.
Oh, I'm not going right now. I thought I was going to keep going.
Do you ever talk about the artists?
I what do you want me to tell you about the artists? I got some of the artists.
Who played?
Names.
Yeah, who played?
Yeah, like some of the memorable people that played.
Yeah, I got some of them.
Yeah.
Are you on them right now?
Okay, we'll come back. Lunchbox finishes his Woodstock 69 report next. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs, water bowls, treats, and toys. Again, maybe you're out and about. Camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs, and I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon. Because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it, like, not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Right Brand Bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me, and I came back. It was up here in the studio, and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Right Brand Bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked. It is unbelievable, almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Right Brand Bacon and experience bacon the right way. Lunchbox is fired up. He picked Woodstock 69 to go to if he got to go back in time. And I was like, what about it? He goes, I don't know. I was like, what do you mean? You're going to go back? He goes, I don't know. I just heard about it. I don't know anything. I don't know who played it. Don't know anything about it. So I said, why don't you learn about it and teach us? And in the last segment, he taught us there's, some dudes, they're going to do a recording studio. And they go, nope, we're going to have a festival. And then the town's like, can't have it here. Can't have a big concert here. So they move out of town. This dairy farmer gives them their farm. They thought 25,000 people would show up. Instead, 40,000 people are there.
400,000.
Wait, times 10.
Oh. You forgot that part. Mm-hmm.
And so then, but there's no crime.
There's no crime. Everybody's getting along. Everybody's helping.
Like, you know why there's no crime?
Because they're all high.
Love.
And here's the crazy part. They had trip tents. Like if you had a bad trip on like drugs, you go in this tent and there's someone there to comfort you.
Take care of you.
And then once you recover, the next person that comes in the tent, you take care of them. Oh, so wow. It was like a cycle.
That's pretty cool.
I didn't know that.
It was so crazy.
So what if, let's say there had been no wacky weed.
Sure.
What if it had just been only alcohol?
Opposite. Fights.
Opposite.
Fights. Rioting.
100%.
Yes.
Fires.
Yeah.
That's Woodstock 94.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, now you tell me which one's worse.
Or 99.
You tell me which one's worse now. All right, go ahead. Lunchbox, finish your
sentence. So all these artists, I've never heard of these people before. Like Joan Baez, Janis Joplin, someone named Joe Cocker.
You know they're
never heard of
them. Well, once Joe Cocker got on stage, I was like, whoa.
What would you do?
Lunchbox pointing at Ray.
Like,
play the clip, man. But Janis Joplin.
Didn't know her.
Like me and Bobby McGee.
No, don't know that.
No.
So these are just names. And then Sly and the Family Stone get up there. I mean, when I was watching him on the Woodstock documentary, I was like, this is cool.
Yeah, they were cool. Very cool. Different.
Yeah, real different.
Let's lunch and dance.
He's dancing.
They were going crazy. All right, go ahead. I loved it.
How did you see this, though? What did you watch?
On a documentary.
How long was it?
It was like 2 hours. And let me tell you, the reading about it doesn't do it justice. It doesn't do it justice. I am so glad I watched a documentary because this goes down as probably the most incredible thing in the history of America.
Wow.
Whoa. Most.
More so than the revolution.
The fact that you can get 400,000 people together.
Slavery going away because of Civil War.
Oh, yeah.
This, that you can have 400,000 people get together. There is no violence. Everybody takes care of each other. There's like, they would get on
Wright Brothers airplanes?
Like, no, people would call the festival. Here's what's crazy.
Hello.
People would leave, you know, wherever they're from, California, to go to this festival, and their mom and dad had no way to get in touch with them. They would call the festival and say, tell Samantha to call home. And the guy would, in between acts, would get up on stage, hey, Samantha from California, please call home. It's like, what in the world? How do they do that? It's crazy. And they had an information booth, like 400,000 people, no cell phones. If you lost your friend, you went and posted a thing on the booth, says, hey, I'm going to be at the car, come find me. And that's how they got it. And there was only three deaths in the whole thing. Two from overdose. One got run over by a tractor because he was in a sleeping bag. And they didn't see him.
Oh, my gosh. That's a
lucky way to go.
That's
a lucky way to go.
If I read it right. Yeah. But yes. And so then it goes all the way into Monday morning because they're playing all night. They had crazy storms. There's nowhere to go. So they just laid under their tents and laid under their sleeping bags right there in the field. Muddy mess. People start sliding in the muds like kids. Everyone was a big, happy family bathing in the river. And just to see the town come together and help these people, because they were kind of annoyed at first, and then they loved it. And they were just like, it was so amazing. And to close it out, there was a guy named Jimi Hendrix. Woo! He went on at like 10 in the morning on Monday morning because he was like, I'm the last one to go on. And everybody kept playing, and they had delays because of weather. Went all the way into Monday morning, and he closed it out with the national anthem. It was incredible, guys. This was the most fun I've had watching a documentary in a while. And then what's crazy is the people that were at the festival, some of them stayed Monday and helped clean. They just stayed there and helped clean.
That is pretty amazing.
That's so crazy.
What does that teach you about, I don't know, folks in general?
It tells you that the world was different back then because you could actually get together and not have violence. You can't.
Well, but listen, I would compare that time to this to today, honestly. Because the Vietnam War and how people were fighting about that is how people fight about that. So I don't think the whole era does. That's a small section.
But how can you have something with 400,000 people and not even have police there? That is bananas. Bananas. And I stick by my thing. I'd want to go to Woodstock 69. That after watching it, I was like, I would have loved to have been there, to see it, to experience it. And it probably would have been miserable. But the fact that it went down like that was the most amazing thing I've ever. It was so crazy.
That's a heck of a report.
Is he done?
He's done.
Right.
That's a heck of a report.
That was beautiful.
So good.
You make me want to go back in time. Yeah. I want to be in a time machine.
I'm telling you guys, if you want to, there's other documentaries that were like 6 hours. Yeah. I was like, I don't have 6 hours.
I've seen that.
And I was like, you got to go watch it. My jaw was on the floor. When people started showing up a week early, I'm like, this is awesome.
I watched the long one, but they showed all the musical performances, and I fast-forwarded through a bunch of them. So I probably saw this basically the same one lunchbox.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, guys.
How did word spread?
It was just in magazines and stuff, and people were like, I'm going to go.
Through paper and then radio stations.
And what you would do is you would clip it out and say, I want two tickets, and you would attach your payment or whatever. But then other people that just showed up that were going to buy tickets at the door, they got in free. So they lost a ton of money. Mm. Ton.
Now, have you seen the Woodstock, the new Netflix or HBO documentary?
For 99? No, I'm going to go back and watch that because...
That's the great sequel.
Yeah, that's a different vibe.
Because my best friend Forrest, he went.
Yeah.
We were in Chicago and he was like, I really want to go. And he got on a Greyhound bus from Chicago and went to Woodstock by himself.
Similar situation. Watch that one and maybe next week give us a report on that one.
Oh, yes. Okay. Good idea, Bones.
Okay, watch the one on Netflix.
Netflix.
There's one on HBO Max. It was really good, but the one on Netflix is a little more thorough, I think.
Okay.
So watch that on Netflix.
But peace, love, and happiness.
That's right.
And the guy that ran the commune that was the head of security, he was hilarious. It was all about just being happy. And there was kids at Woodstock, baby.
We got to wrap this up.
It was so bananas, guys.
We hear you.
I can't believe it, though. We can't even have you couldn't even have a Raging Idiots Festival without at least one fight.
Mm-hmm. You can't go to a baseball game. You paid for this ticket. Bam.
You can't go to a baseball game without a fight.
Yes.
They had 400,000 people from across America, and they were just a big, happy family. And I want to experience
that. A-plus lunchbox.
Yeah,
A-plus.
A-plus.
Amy, so this guy over here to my right, we met him on PlayStation.
Yeah,
I know. How you feel about that?
I mean, it is interesting, that's for sure.
Andrew, how are you, buddy?
Good, how are you?
So Andrew was on Twitter one night, and I was on Twitter. Do you remember what I tweeted?
You tweeted, we got four people for NBA 2K. We need a fifth. Who wants to play?
That's right. Because on a basketball team, Amy, there are five people.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Just making sure you know we're all on the same page here.
I played ball junior high.
Right. And so we had me and Eddie and my buddy Steve and Mike and playing. We need one more. And Andrew goes, well, I'm awake. I play. So how long ago was that, Andrew?
That was 2 summers ago. It was right during the COVID break. And I was actually playing Fortnite with some of my buddies. We were playing squad mode. and we were trying to see who could survive the longest. So I was hiding in a trash can completely by myself. So everyone else is actually playing the game. I'm on Twitter, and so I see like 2 seconds. I'm like, oh, might as well tweet it out, see what happens. I'm decent at the game, so.
He's real good, actually. He's the best player
He's
on our
the
team.
Best.
Yeah, so then we start to play, and now we talk to Andrew all the time. It's like our friend, our real-life friend.
Yeah.
And so what you're seeing here is video games
I'm
making real-life
like,
human
yeah.
connections.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, in the internet, Twitter,
and I know everything
social
about Andrew.
Media.
We talk all the time. Yeah. Andrew just graduated from University of Kansas. He's going to law school now. Like his brother's in University of Kansas. Andrew's manager for the women's basketball team, goes on all the trips, was manager of the year for Big 12. He lied about that, but he still said it, and we believed it.
Dang, you
right?
Know
yeah,
that.
That was a pretty good prank.
It's a pretty good prank.
Manager of the year.
Yeah, our coaches thought that was legit, and they're like, what is this? They were reposting it and stuff. It was pretty funny.
So how do you feel, Andrew, about, like, here you are. You've come to some Raging Idiot shows. You're in the studio. Like, I feel like we're real-life friends at this point.
Yeah, it's... I mean, everyone's asking me, oh, how's it, you know, it's so cool, must be cool, so cool to be friends with Bobby. I'm like, yeah, like, you know, we talk, like, we've known each other for a while. And so that kind of, not like a wow factor, but it's kind of like worn off a little bit where it's like, yeah, like,
yeah, ain't that cool?
My boy.
Yeah, that's the wow yeah. factor, yeah. Ain't that cool? But we put the headset on. Amy, it's very, what's a word that I would use? It's a very intimate thing to be on a headset with one person for an hour, only talking to each other for an hour. Because, yes, we're playing the game, and I'll be like, dang, Andrew, you got me. Nice shot. But mostly the whole time is filled with talking about what's going on in life, you know?
That's so how you know all this about him?
Yeah, that's literally how we know stuff about each other. It's him, us playing, and him dominating me.
Ooh, what does Bobby open up to you about?
Don't worry about that. That's secret.
Yeah, that's
you just said all his
that
stuff.
That stays with them.
Well, Andrew was about to answer, and he's
but
like,
I don't say the good stuff though that I know about Andrew.
Oh,
the good stuff. I call the good on PlayStation.
All right.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So here's what we'd like to say. This is a public service announcement. If your husband or your wife likes to play PlayStation, and you're like, "Hey, you're away for too long," we say, "But look at the growth that happens. Look at the real friendships that come from this. Look at Andrew sitting right there in the flesh."
Mm-hmm.
He's our friend, right,
yeah,
Eddie?
He's our friend. Mm-hmm. You know, I told my wife, too, and she thought this was weird, but I said, like, Andrew's so cool that, because when he was in college, he was like, you know, oh, guys, I can't play tonight. I got to study. And he'd have movie night every, was it dinner and movie, like, every Friday night?
Yeah, every Thursday.
Yeah, every Thursday. And I told my wife, I'm like, that's the kind of son, like, I want. I feel like Andrew, when I talk to him sometimes, like, dude, good, solid role model. I like hanging out
good
with
kid.
Andrew. And she's Appreciate like, wow, that's really weird.
Law school. And that's really weird. Yeah, law school. So here it is. In real life form, your husband or wife, when they're on PlayStation, can have a real, make a real life friend out of that game.
Yeah, so there's more to it than just the gaming.
Of course.
That's right. Andrew, how old are you?
Connection.
I'm 21. Going on 22.
You know.
Going on 22.
Hey, it's my youngest friend. I'll be honest. It's my youngest friend.
For sure.
Yeah.
And y'all must have become friends when he was, what, 19?
Well, we don't talk about that.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
not
Amy,
that's
what
legal.
You, come on.
That's legal, right? Yeah. You were 19, huh?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little weird.
Okay,
well,
it's fine.
Well, I'm pumped that you're here.
Yeah, it's cool to be
Checking
here.
Checking out the studio. What do you think?
It's pretty cool.
Yeah?
You see all the pictures and stuff and videos online, so to see it in person is pretty
What do you think
neat.
Of inside of here?
It's nice. Yeah, I like the color scheme. You know, the
color scheme.
It's strong. Great.
Color yeah. scheme. He likes blue. He's a Jayhawk.
Yeah,
so there's a lot of blue in here. And so what are you going to study in college? What kind of law?
Contracts and intellectual property. That's what I'm going to try
yeah,
to focus on.
Make fun
on.
Of him playing video games. Make fun mm-hmm. of him. He'll sue you.
Nobody
and steal your contracts and your
fun
property.
Of him.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
You made the joke. I was talking to a teenager online.
No, I was just doing the math.
But you really were.
Yeah, I was.
Technically.
But it's just because I tweeted who wants to play.
Yeah,
and
I know.
And then he's the best person in our league. And
now we have legal support in-house.
That's right.
Love it.
And he made hats for like the Sore Losers or something?
Yeah, I designed some hats, sent them over to Eddie. I've been making like some polos and that type of stuff. So if you guys need any merch, golf related, I got you.
This dude's awesome. I'm telling you.
I got some manufacturers set up. I just got
and like another
some
country.
Artwork. Yeah.
I don't ask questions.
I get them for cheap.
Well, that's video game Andrew. Mm-hmm. I just wanted you guys to meet him today and let you know real life connections can happen from video games.
Right. I love it. Mm-hmm. I am all for this. Connect.
You say that,
you
but
can.
You made fun of with the joke of he was 19 and we knew what that shot was.
In the beginning, I would say that it's odd, but look at what grew from that.
I didn't say any 19-year-olds are out there want to play. I said we need
not.
Somebody good on our team.
I know.
You still play Fortnite?
Yeah, still do.
What are you best at?
At Fortnite?
No, what are you best at of all the games?
2K.
Yeah, that's basketball.
Yeah, he's really good.
Yeah, he's better than us. So much so we had to say, you can't have any players that are really good. He can only get like mediums and scrubs while we have the good players.
Okay.
But he was also 19, so that's why he was good.
What age did you start playing video games?
Oh, I've been playing for years, since I was young. started with like NBA Live back when that was a thing. Then they stopped that for a while. And 2K started coming out, so I started playing those. So
Andrew's okay, high school basketball player too, not just a nerd like us, also an athlete.
Well, I'm just thinking that kids could, you're using this for like husbands, wives, mm-hmm. whatever, who's into it. But like kids might be able to use this interview to their parents of like, look, I can play video games, still be good at sports, and go to law school eventually.
Boom.
That's true. I like that.
Boom. And play online with 40-year-old men.
That's right.
No, don't say that.
No,
don't
that's not
that
the one. We're not going that angle.
That.
All right.
That's right.
Andrew, hang out. Good to see you, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
He's real live. You want to touch him? Prove he's real live?
I just saw him eat a burger.
There you go.
Shout out Sonic.
Nailed it. Shout out Sonic. All right. There he is, Andrew. Okay, Ray, tell me about this game.
Country songs played on a saxophone.
So easy listening, like elevator music. Do they even call it elevator music anymore?
Yeah,
hold
for sure.
Hold music. Sure. But all country songs played on basically the sax. So Ray will play it. How long do we get to hear it, Ray?
20 seconds.
Up to you. You're running the game.
You should be able to figure it out in 20.
You'll have 20 seconds. I'm playing too. I don't know them. So you have 20 seconds and name the song. Don't yell it out. Well, I'll write it down.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Number one.
That's nice.
Everybody in?
Yep.
Okay.
But I want to stay on hold.
Oh, you want to be on hold?
No, yeah.
One, two, three.
Girl crush.
I got a girl crush.
Good job.
Hate to admit.
Number two. Go ahead. I'm in.
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 I'm in for the win.
You are in.
Yeah.
Okay. Lunchbox, what do you got?
Body like a back road.
Me too. Eddie?
Body like a back road.
Amy. Same.
Ray? Nice. Good job, everybody.
I'm on fire.
All right. We'll go. If we get to seven and nobody has it, we'll have to go speed around then.
Okay, that's fine.
All right. You think you're going to be there fighting for it?
That's fine.
You're going to be there fighting for it?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah. All right. Number three. Let's go.
In.
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 Shh. Since you're last in, you're first to speak. Whomever. Lunch?
Wagon wheel!
I have wagon wheel.
Yes! Yeah,
wagon wheel.
Wagon wheel.
Guys, we're looking for a playoff!
We got four more to go, buddy. All right, next one.
That was a tough one.
Here we go. I'm in.
Hold on.
We stress him out.
Lunchbox's hands are on his
in.
Head. Amy in?
Yeah.
Oh, I got it! I'm in for the win!
Lunchbox.
My church!
My church.
Ah! My church.
All right, good.
Can I get a hallelujah?
I almost called it hallelujah.
Can I get a name?
He's on fire.
Killing it. All right, number five, go. I'm in.
I'm in.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody's in. All right. Answers. Pens down, guys.
Oh, shoot. Is that the name?
Pens down, guys.
Okay.
Pens down, guys. Lunchbox.
I got to all you haters that didn't think I was going to be here. How do you like me now? I made it this far. I'm out.
What is that?
Was like his way of sneaking something in.
That's your song? Hey, I'm lucky it's not an advertisement. Yeah. Like, he's not selling spots to his friends for games, so I'll take it.
What?
That's incorrect, Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Amy?
Head over boots for
that's
you.
That's good.
What's the name of your song?
Well, I only wrote down Head Over Boots.
Eddie?
Yeah, I wrote that down, too, and I'm like, it just didn't sound right. Who would name a song Head Over Boots? But I think that's the title, Head Over Boots.
Is it for you? Head Over Boots for you?
Ray's the one with the answer key. I know. I think it's Head Over Boots. Because it's the name of the song.
Okay.
Head Over Boots.
Woo!
All right. Three of us remain. All right.
I'll play for fun.
No. No.
You can play in your head.
Hey, mic him down, Ray. You know he's going to do it. Turn
no,
the mic
no,
off.
No, I'll just write it. I'll just write it down.
No, he's off. There he goes. All right, next up.
And
what?
Wow, really?
Oh, yeah.
I got it.
Yeah. What?
5 seconds. Time.
What? We don't get to hear it again?
No. It took me, it's 30 seconds or 20 seconds.
I have nothing because nothing ever clicked. Nothing.
That was a tough one for me too to click. It's Luke Combs, and I was a little confused on which of those slow songs it was.
Yep.
Is it Luke Combs?
I have Luke Combs, yes.
Ray, is it Luke Combs? Okay.
Here's the hard part.
It's a hard one.
I have two words written down, and they could be in the wrong order.
Oh, because I have two words too, so it must be on the same one.
Yeah.
Okay, you want to say on the count of three?
Uh-huh.
One, two, three.
Crazy, beautiful.
Oh, y'all said it the other way.
Bobby's right.
Bunch of mics off. We don't know your feelings.
No.
We don't
Bobby's
know your
right.
feelings on the issue. So you say crazy, beautiful. I say beautiful, crazy.
Yeah.
Ray, what's the answer?
Beautiful, crazy.
Yeah!
That's crazy.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Amaze me.
Ray, I don't even get to play games. Play my song, Ray Mundo. Yeah.
But this is why.
Oh. Yes. Oh. Oh. You're unbelievable. Oh. What do you mean this is why?
Because every time you play, you win.
Eddie, you know what it's like to play with you?
What?
I sit over here and watch you talk crap to these two all the time.
It's
and
easy.
I'm like, you just need a good smacking. And you just got one.
So that's why you play.
You two should be happy I came in.
I am happy.
And gave him his justice.
Good job.
Lunch's mic's not on. He's still...
Stupid!
Okay.
I wouldn't have got either of those.
We didn't think you would have. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first-year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs. And I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon. Because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it, like, not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Right Brand bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me, and I came back. It was up here in the studio, and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Right Brand bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked, it is unbelievable. Almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Right Brand bacon and experience bacon the right way. We had a listener call the show and they said that they tried to get A-Rod to sign a baseball. They were a kid and A-Rod said, nah, kept moving. Even though he easily could have and it wasn't with a big group of people. Lunchbox told the story of him going up to Scottie Pippen in a mall and being like, hey, we signed my hat. And Pippen said,
no.
And there was no one around.
No one.
We're like, when did an athlete do you wrong? And I mentioned because my wife's still mad at Kevin Durant. We were watching the David Letterman series on Netflix. He was interviewing Kevin Durant, who now plays with the Nets, but used to play with the Oklahoma City Thunder. She's a massive Thunder fan. And the whole time she's like, why'd you leave? You sucked in game 7. Why? And I'm like, he can't hear you. Like, I know. And so I just paused it and I'll watch it later by myself. But she was still upset with Kevin Durant. So did an athlete or a celebrity do you wrong? Victor is on, who wants to talk about Steve Kerr, who now coaches in Golden State, but used to play for the Bulls, Amy, just okay. So you know. Okay. All right, here we go. Got Victor, it. What's up?
So I was a huge Bulls fan, and I worked at a little restaurant in Myrtle Beach, a little hole in the wall, and Steve Kerr walks in, sits right at the bar, and I respectfully asked for an autograph. And he said no, just straight up no. Oh. And I think he could tell I was a little mad, so he tried just give me some. I can't, you know, I it's in part of my contract or something like that. I don't even know. I didn't listen. But
he told you he couldn't sign because his contract.
Yeah, something about his contract on the off season he couldn't sign.
Okay,
you know, I would understand if it was like some sort of brand. He's like, I can't sign that brand,
yeah. But
I
can
sign.
Right.
What were you wanting him to sign?
I think it was just my shirt, like whatever I had, maybe a hat I had on or whatever, anything, find anything. He could have wrote it on my arm. But he said, no. I mean, and there was nobody in there. You know, it was just him and some girl he came in with. And that's my grudge story, man.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, I would too. I would too. All right, Victor, I appreciate that. Have a good day.
All right, thanks. I love you guys. Thanks.
Thank you, buddy. I wonder, again, let's just give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe there were other people, and it's like, if I sign one thing, I got to sign everything.
He said there was no one there.
I know.
And then he made it. Maybe that Victor is contract.
Maybe.
Yeah, I believe Victor, though, in case we're wondering. Sandra in Mississippi is going to talk about Pete Rose. Amy, Pete Rose, considered the greatest hitter of all time. He used to play back in the 70s for the Reds. Got in trouble for gambling on baseball.
Gotcha.
Okay. Let's go, Sandra. What do you say?
Morning, studio.
Morning.
Well, my husband and I were in Las Vegas. We were walking through Caesar's Palace, and at a sports store, he was there. So we're like, we'll go in, buy a $20 baseball, get his autograph. He refused. You had to buy something at least $500 or more, or he would not autograph it.
Huh? That's how he makes most of his money.
That's probably a deal.
Signing.
Yeah, he had us a deal with that place. He's there all the time, and you had to buy something. Mm-hmm. So I can't really fault him because that's contract.
That's his contract. Like, yeah, Steve,
that one is.
That's legit in his contract.
Yeah, that dude has. He. That's how he makes money, is signing, and he writes, "I'm sorry, I bet on baseball" or something like that. Yeah. Still,
so
though,
he wasn't random.
Still, I'm still on Sandra's team, just for no reason, because I always like Sandra. Yeah, that's a tough one, though. All right, Sandra, I appreciate that.
Have a good one.
I wouldn't have spent $500 on anything to get Pete Rose to sign it. Let's go to Jill in Pennsylvania. Jill, you want to talk about Travis Tritt?
Good morning, studio.
Morning.
So I work at a performing arts center in central Pennsylvania, and we have major acts go through all the time, and most of the time they're great. Travis Tritt came in, and I'm a huge fan. Couldn't wait to meet him. His management comes in ahead of him and says, "Everybody stand against the wall. Nobody make eye contact.
No way.
Don't speak to him."
No way. No way. That can't be true, Jill.
Yes.
Wow.
It's true, because we've had major acts through there. We've had Ringo Starr, Tony Bennett. We've had major acts through there. To this day, when he comes on the radio, I have to turn him off.
It's great day to be. She changed.
not today.
She never gets through alive. So they made you stand up against the wall as they walked. Did you stand up against the wall, and did he walk through?
Well, yeah, he walked through, and I do all the meet and greets. So I had to speak with them as to what was going on, and I thought, you know what? I'm talking to him. I'm looking him in the eye, and that's the way it's going
to
be.
Was he nice to you? Did you talk to him?
No.
Oh.
No, he wouldn't speak to anybody in the venue.
So, but you said you were going to look at him and talk to him. So you did that, and then he just ignored you?
Yeah.
Oh.
He was like, I was like, okay, you're going to meet, you know, the meet and greets here at this time. This is where you'll need to be. And he just like nodded his head and walked away.
I had a good look. Here's what I'll say about management. Sometimes management's the bad guy because the artist doesn't even know it. Or the artist may know. They're like, hey, we're going to take care of it. And they... I don't... Listen.
You can hear the passion in her voice.
That's not good, man.
All right, Jill. We appreciate that. It's hard because Travis Tritt blocked me on Twitter.
I know.
Yeah, you know. But I love Travis Tritt's music. But, like, he ain't been that cool to me either. So I'm, like, in this place of... It is one person's story. I don't know how accurate that is. And sometimes management teams are a little rough because they know their artist gets absolutely hounded. And maybe that was the case. Maybe it was like peak Travis Tritt time, and he was like, everywhere he goes, he gets mobbed. That does sound like a lot. That's a tough one. So take it easy. That's actually an Eagles song. Travis Tritt sang it.
Here's a quarter.
Yeah, he sang it, and it sounded like he wasn't taking it that easy.
Yeah, he was not.
Maybe that was just he had a rough day.
Maybe so. And he makes everybody stand up against the wall every rough day.
Yeah.
Having a rough day, have them all stand up against the wall, please. All right, well, I think we'll... One on that one.
Okay.
Do you want to hear Kyle Busch, NASCAR race driver?
Yes.
Okay. He's not on. They're just going to...
Yeah, I want to hear about him because he's a jerk, though.
Is he?
Like well-known jerk.
Shane in Florida, what do you got for us?
Kyle Busch. That is one guy that I absolutely hate.
Go ahead.
Down here in Pensacola, Florida, we have an event called the Snowball Derby every year for stock car racing. I guess one of the biggest short track races in the country. And back in the day, they used to have a go-kart event called the Snowball Showdown prior to it, a few days before. And after a few preliminary races, we all made it to the finals. And I was leading, and he was losing badly. So he decided to start wrecking people. And ever since then, I've basically, like I said, I hate him. I mean, I was one of the guys he wrecked, and it ruined the chance of me, you know, beating the professionals kind of thing. And
he killed your dream.
That's just stuck with me ever since.
Kyle Busch killed Shane's dream.
Wow.
Wow.
He didn't need to do that.
He did not need
That's
to do
dangerous.
That.
That's dangerous.
Whiny baby. Let somebody else win.
Yeah.
Golly. All right, Shane, I'm glad we could share that to a national audience. Hope you feel a little better, 1% better.
I feel like everybody knows that already. He's kind of a word we can't say on radio. So.
Yeah. Well, now more people know. All right, Shane, have a great day.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir, you too.
I feel like at some point soon we need a positivity segment to equal this out.
Yes,
you
please.
Know what I mean? You know what I mean? All right, thank you, guys. Hey, let me say this as we end. These are single-person accounts. They could have even been fully made up. I don't know. Someone could say, I was walking down the street, Bobby spit in my face. That's never happened, but I can't. Somebody could call and easily say that. So let's just know that as we finish this segment. But all those callers, I believe. But any other people, though. No, I don't know. That was just an entertaining segment. All right, thank you guys for listening.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Memphis, Tennessee. An 18-year-old pulled up to a stoplight, looked at the car next to him, and said, "Vroom, vroom." Said, "You want a race?" And he peels out when it turns green. Only problem for him, next in that car was an undercover cop. Woo-woo, woo-woo.
Yeah, if I were a racer, I'd always be scared that person was an undercover cop.
Yeah.
That's why I wouldn't be a racer. I'd be the most neurotic racer ever. I'd be like, I don't know. This morning I was sitting at the stoplight and a car ran the red light right beside me. Just kind of slow and then boom, took off right beside me. And I was like, well, that's weird. Maybe, this is my thought process, maybe something's wrong. Maybe they needed to get somewhere. Okay, fine. I'm still sitting at the red light. I can't go left. It's not a right on red. It's a left on red. And you don't go left on red. And so I'm sitting again, another car boom, blows it again, right past the red stoplight. Is there some sort of new law that if it's still dark, you roll your own pace?
Some countries.
No cars around.
No, not this country.
Some people do it. I do it sometimes.
Yeah, I don't have the guts to even do that.
Yeah, that's scary.
I would feel like if I were them, I would think I was an undercover cop just sitting there. So that's what happened this morning. All right, Lunchbox, thank you for that.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Morgan, tell the show what happened to you.
So I was out at a bar in Nashville, and I was sitting there with my two girlfriends. We were hanging out, and one of them was on their phone. And you know how people think it's funny to airdrop strangers something, right? And one of my friends got an airdrop from Anonymous, is what it said. She opens it up thinking...
Why would she open it up, first of all?
Well, thinking it's going to be a funny picture. You're in a bar with a bunch of people our age, and you think it's going to be funny.
I think it'd be a wiener. I'll be honest with you. That's what I would think it was going to be. Yeah. Right.
Well, if that's the worst case scenario, then it's still funny, and then you're like, okay, this is weird. Right? But, like, you think it's going to be a funny story.
Okay.
She opens it. It's a picture of a shooter, of a guy with an AR-15. What?
Whoa. Oh,
yeah, no, tell me that ain't freaky.
That's not funny.
Yeah, we all immediately looked at each other like, is this a joke? Again, came from Anonymous. There's no number or a name attached to it. And so she immediately goes to the front door guy who takes her to the manager. She tells him what happened. And they're like sitting there contemplating everything. And we're like, we're not going to sit here and find out what you're going to contemplate. We just peaced out of there right away and left.
Yeah, that's not a funny joke. And two, that manager's going to make a decision. Do I just make everybody leave?
Right.
And so they didn't.
I don't think they did. And obviously nothing ended up happening, but we weren't taking any chances. We're like, we're out. Joke or not, we're out of this bar.
Yeah, that ain't funny at all. Like, again, I don't think the wiener thing's funny either.
No.
I wouldn't do that. But, you know, I could see where that isn't the level of someone sending a picture of a shooter. And so you guys left.
We left.
Nothing else.
Nothing happened. I have the picture of the guy. It's creepy. Like, it's a creepy photo.
Do you think it was him, or do you think he just found one of off the internet?
I don't know. It doesn't look like it would be someone, like, in the army or anything. It doesn't look like one of those photos. It definitely looks like something from the internet. But people take some strange photos, so it could be him.
Lunchbox, would you have called 911?
Absolutely. You would have immediately called 911 and say, listen, we have a situation here. I'm at a bar, and someone put this. That means they're, like, giving a hint. When you see something, say something.
And
that's
she did.
Yeah,
they
said
did.
Something.
Yeah, but
you
manager,
love to call 911. Yeah, you can't get enough of 911.
Yeah, but
we need an intervention for 911 for Lunchbox.
That's right.
The manager, I think, messed up in this situation. You have to clear that bar. You have to. I know you're looking at the bottom line, profits, all that, but man, you've got to call 911 and have it evacuated.
I'm just glad I didn't have to make that decision.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, and I'm just glad that nobody got shot, and that is a terrible joke. That is not a funny joke in any way. Well, I'm sorry that happened to you guys.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that we're going to be going to that bar again anytime soon.
I don't think it was the bar's fault.
No, it's not the bar. It's the people that were at the bar. It was the person that was at the bar.
Yeah, the people that go there, clearly.
Yeah.
Just one person.
Well, that's the deal. We're done with today's show. That's a weird situation. And don't be sending people pictures on AirDrop anonymously. No. I don't care what it is. Rarely has that been funny. A couple times been funny, though. I got a couple funny memes, though. I was on an airplane once and accidentally hit accept. I got a pretty funny picture of a fish that talked like a human. It was that Billy Bass. But it was singing.
What?
It was Billy Bass, but singing a different song. Remember Billy Bass?
Yes.
Don't worry. That's a good one. Other than that, though, I haven't had much luck on that.
He even did, like, Rolling on the River.
Billy Bass was awesome.
Yeah, he was.
Didn't get the respect it deserves as far as pop culture. We're out of here. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody. Tomorrow on the show, Ben Rector will be in, and he will perform. We'll do the dance parties and easy trivia. Bye, everybody.
Bobby Bones.
Woo. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it. Yes. It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.